In the gospel reading today, we hear this interesting analogy that our Lord uses when they ask him for a sign. And he said, the evil generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. He talks about how Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights and so on. But if you read carefully the book of Jonah, Jonah died. So it's not just that he was sitting around in the belly of the whale saying, oh, I wonder when I'm going to get thrown up on the beach. No, he died. He was eaten by the whale and he died. And then the whale vomited him up and he came back to life. This is the sign that Jesus is telling them. They're going to put him to death. And then in 3 days, he will be raised. He will live once again. Similar to the prophet Jonah, except Jonah, of course, was a resuscitation, not a resurrection. But then it's interesting what he continues to go on with. Talks about the Ninevites then, and the Queen of Sheba. So that's from Ethiopia, coming up to talk to Solomon. And talking about the fact there's one greater than Jonah here, and there's one greater than Solomon here. The people listened when they spoke. They sought the wisdom. They changed their life because of it. But the people of our Lord's day did not. So then he tells them this point about what happens with the demons. Someone's exorcised, the demon just goes out to the arid places, comes back, but he's not welcome. Comes back with seven worse than himself, places worse than it was before. You look at what happened, because he said that's what's going to happen to this generation. Not so much individuals, although that would happen too, but as a whole. And so, 40 years after our Lord was, not quite 40 years, 37 years after our Lord rose from the dead, Josephus, the historian, tells us that the demonic activity in Jerusalem was so bad, so completely unprecedented, he said, if the Romans didn't destroy Jerusalem, the earth itself would have opened up and swallowed it. It was that bad. They had rejected Jesus. He told them what was going to happen. It was going to become seven times worse than what it already was. That's a very important thing because we look at our own nation. It was a Christian nation, and it no longer is. Even the sociologists call this now the post-Christian era. The demons have come in, and they have taken over in many areas of this society. Look at the abortion. Look at the prostitution. Look at the pornography. Look at the contraception. Look at all the filth that this country is spreading around the world and rejoicing in the homosexual garbage and this transgender filth and all this nonsense, all a total affront to God, and I might add, all 100% demonic. This isn't just some unfortunate souls who kind of lost their way a little bit, got confused somewhere along the line, invented something that they shouldn't have. No, this is straight out of the netherworld because we didn't stand up for the Lord, because we didn't live our faith in America, because we put materialism before God and you can't serve God and mammon. And we chose mammon as a society. Not every individual has, I understand, thanks be to God. But every person is going to be affected by what's going on around us because it's still the cesspool in which we live. We have to recognize it for what it is. But we also see what's going to be happening. No sign was going to be given to that generation other than the sign of Jonah, that our Lord would die and rise. No sign is going to be given to this generation except the same thing. The church is going to die and rise. Moses entered into the glory of God. We hear about Elijah being given this extraordinary bread so that he could walk for 40 days across the desert to the same mountain. It's called Horeb here, but same as Sinai. Into the glory of God. And what did Jesus do? He went into the earth for 3 days. And when he rose, it was the glory of God. And what do you think is going to happen for the church? She's going to rise, and it will be unto the glory of God. We are being beckoned, we are being called at this point to the Lord. Elijah had to go 40 days and 40 nights across the desert. Moses, when he was an old man, he was in his 80s. He had to walk up a mountain. This wasn't exactly a cakewalk. It's not going to be for us either. But we need to know where we're being called. It is to the Lord. And when we get there, when we go through this, it will be for the glory of God. If we will have faith, if we will trust in the Lord, we are going to see glorious things. But we have to get there first. So, for those of you who are 80 or above, think of what it would be like climbing a mountain. For the rest of us, think of what it would be like walking across the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, or put it into the Minnesota context. In a real winter, unlike the one we had, think of 40 days and 40 nights wandering up into northern Canada in the dead of winter. That's what we're kind of talking about. This isn't going to be fun. This isn't going to be easy. But we have the Lord. We have His promises. We have everything that we need. If we will just have faith, that's the key to this whole thing. Trust in the Lord. He's in control. He's got the whole thing under control. We don't have to worry. Just be at peace. Keep your focus where it belongs. Moses had to focus on going into the cloud. Elijah had to focus on getting across the Sinai desert and up Mount Sinai. Jesus had to put his focus on the resurrection. And we have to put our focus the same way. Yes, the church is going to be crucified and buried. That's not where the focus needs to be. That's like entering into the cloud. That's like heading out 40 days into the desert. It's what happens when you're in the glory cloud. You're face to face with God. Nothing else matters. The resurrection is what we're looking forward to. And that's what God is offering for the church, for all of us as members of the church. So put the focus where it belongs. Not merely on the cross, because the cross is the means. You can't get to the resurrection without the cross. Put your focus on the glory of God that will be revealed in the church and in you, because that is the sign that is going to be given to this evil generation.